We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take it in the teeth, red hurts!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard cummies! I hate them!
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Shit. What do a Portland-based psych band and a group of indie rockers from Baltimore have in common? Two of the most lauded albums of 2015. Don't miss Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Lower Dens playing Thursday, January 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9, and this event is 19+. Tickets on sale now at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Thank you. We walk these streets like kings, our faces in the wind. And everywhere we were, we made the city sing. We sang forever young, we had our fingers crossed. And when the city sleeps, it dreams of us. It's only little things, footmarks and fingerprints, a treasure hunt through town. It's full of evidence, our monuments are all around. Everything's on the move, the paint is wet, all colors are new. But if you look carefully, you'll see us shining through. 'Cause everywhere we've been, we have been leaving traces. They won't ever disappear. Rough, but time.
UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as future faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Restless. Forgive me, please. See, I need to address this. Just haven't been this breathless since I met this woman who leapt into my life when I was reckless. Mothered my blessed kid, but was destined to exit early. Guess you could say I've been blessed with the best gifts. Reminiscing, holding a necklace in my clenched fist. Huh? It's funny how we move in sudden directions. Dedicated my life to the public's protection. Never remarried because love's an investment. Besides, I had a baby girl to worry about that would struggle to blend in. Now as I think, weightlessness is interrupting my senses. A pulsing tension carries my very frame. I rise up in ascension. Wait, I try to escape, but I arrive at these gates. I seek a figure standing guard who invites me to pray.
Let us talk about vanity.
Vanity, man, you're sadly mistaken. Either that or your sanity shaken. If you'd examined me patiently, you'd be retract any statement. I haven't seen Flake really come back as faithfully as any other single father who raised a baby girl graciously.
Nakedly, she was at your door after her mother's death. Ignorant of racial anger and other stress. Later had a mixed baby at a sweet 16. How did that fit within your picnic scene?
Sometimes it's too late to fix these things. The pristine dream was over. Had to face the fact she split these jeans with his sick seed with skin the darkest pigment seen. And so I kicked and screamed until we found the peace that distance brings.
A mixed race queen, that was your thoughts about her mama. Up yonder when her soul, your hate grow from ponders on life. Being less trife with a white wife. So any instance of y'all's differences, it was slice, slice.
Oh my, it's not a race, my daughter's love flies blind. I couldn't take her making the same mistakes that crushed my life. I'm dumbstruck by these baseless allegations. I've saved too many lives of all creeds for you to paint me as a racist. Endangered my own safety to save babies from blazes. Black, white, Latino, even Asian on occasion.
Why so?
How dare you question my motivation?
No need to second guess, your only aim was to be famous. Lord knows, you left behind scorched souls. Black children left chilling, later found burnt holes. So sadly, your glory's to come urgently. Sentenced to fight fires for eternity.
Down.
Thoughts about suicide must always be taken seriously. Learn how to help. Reaching out early and preventing suicide requires the help of everyone in the UBC community, so on Wednesday, January 27th, get involved with UBC Suicide Awareness Day. Find out what you can do to help prevent suicide and to combat the stigma surrounding it. Spread the word and show the world that no one is ever alone by wearing orange to raise awareness. For more information about suicide awareness or for help, if you or someone you know is considering suicide, visit thrive.ubc.ca.
This is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets to call? Me, that's all. You're tuned in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lady loves the Senate Green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between. Burning 50 million megawatts of.
Center.